All right, guys, what can we say? A landslide victory for Governor Gavin Newsom in California.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, California. Good morning.
And you know what? This is the moment I've been waiting on right here. So thank you. Listen.
What, Steve?
I want the minority in this country to be aware of something. That you have awakened the sleeping giant. Mm-hmm. That we are now awake, sitting up in here. We're waiting on all elections now.
Right.
We're involved in all of them now.
Yes.
You know, commissioners, judges.
Whatever.
We are now awake for all of them. And you have yourself to thank. Mm-hmm. You know, because of your sheer blatant attempts to steal an election,
yes.
In your blatant attempts to constantly ignore the majority and what they need,
right.
And your inconsiderate attitude towards the less fortunate. Now we are wide awake,
yep.
For all your little tricks, all your shenanigans. All of these little things you passing in Texas.
Voter suppression laws, all that, yeah.
All that voter suppression mess.
From our civil rights.
No, listen to me. These are our rights as citizens.
That's right.
These are our rights as human beings.
Inalienable rights.
You've taken them. You're not getting them back. You know, you're trying to take them, and we're not giving them back. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah.
We're not giving them back.
Right.
We gangster now.
We matter.
Yeah. We G's with this. Mm-hmm. We gangster see.
Yeah, we gangster with it. Because since you don't think Black Lives Matter, we finna show you something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm telling y'all, and I said it in the last election, in the big one, I'm telling you, if you want them to think that Black Lives Matter, you got to show them that our vote matters.
That's
because
right.
Our vote can affect their power, their position, and their money. And that's all they care about.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
When
Amen.
You sit up and you take something as basic as masks and vaccines and you politicize that shows you the level that you will go to. When you let Ted Cruz in Texas just lie and continue to lie, this man, of all the politicians I've ever met in my life, David Duke included, this is the one that I despise the most because of his cowardice. I can't stand a coward-ass man. Yeah. If you sit up
spineless.
In here
he's
and
spineless,
you talk
too.
About my father, and my wife,
yeah.
And then you turn around and lick the man's boots that talked about
your
father and your wife. Oh, man, you can miss me, dog. You can miss me forever, man. Yeah.
But you threw David Duke in there? That's major,
dog. Oh,
Steve.
No. David Duke at least said what he was.
Uh-huh.
I'm the grand wizard of the KKK. I got that.
Yeah.
All right, dog. All right, that's where you are. I know how to play you from here on out. Ted Cruz, this coward of a man.
Yeah.
I saw it with my own eyes. I watched Donald Trump just trash this family, this man's family. And he turned around, I'm the biggest supporter of Donald Trump.
He called your wife ugly consistently, publicly.
Are you still your married
daddy.
If you're me?
Yeah. Nah, man. It's just amazing. It's amazing, man. And so congratulations to the voters of California.
Thank you, California.
Thank you for raising up again and showing them in a massive landslide.
Yes.
We're not having this no more. The gig is up. So let it be known to everybody else, pay attention. We ain't going for it. You didn't suppress this vote.
Yep, Next. That's right. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.